Why crypto experts say buying and holding Bitcoin easily beats trying to time the market. A historical analysis of Bitcoin price performance from 2010 through 2026 demonstrates that the vast majority of the asset's annual returns occur during a tiny fraction of the calendar year. Bitcoin's annual gains have historically been concentrated in a handful of trading days, removing those turns positive years into losses. Time in the market beats timing the market, observers said, referring to the data. Bitcoin's daily volatility has declined as the market has matured, but episodic price swings still pose execution and liquidity risks for institutions making large trades, one OTC trading desk said. Bitcoin. Yet out of 365 trading days a year, only a handful actually decide whether a year is a win or a loss. Which is why some experts say it's likely better to buy and hold than to try to time Bitcoin price swings for gains. For example, in 2026, Bitcoin fell about 9%, a mediocre loss, not a disaster. But without the five best performing days of the year, Bitcoin is down 36%. Andre Dragosh, head of research at Bitwise Europe, said this is simply Bitcoin's nature. Bitcoin is actually a relatively boring asset, he told CoinDesk. The majority of performance is usually made in a handful of days, while most of the time it moves sideways and consolidates. That's not a one-off event. Looking through Bitcoin's history since its earliest days in 2010, when it traded for mere cents, gains since then have consistently been concentrated in just a handful of trading days. In 11 of the last 18 years, removing just the 10 best trading days, out of roughly 365, is enough to turn a winning year into a losing one. 2019 finished up 94% for the year, meaning prices nearly doubled. However, take away the 10 best days of that year, and it's down 40%. Similarly, 2011 returned a staggering 1,474%. Strip out its 10 best days, and that shrinks to 2.2%, essentially nothing. However, there were a few exceptions. 2013 and 2017 both stayed solidly positive even after removing their 20 best days apiece, genuinely broad, grinding rallies rather than a few violent spikes. This pattern, according to Dragosh, partially gave birth to the "on, do something" meme, crypto Twitter's running joke about Bitcoin sitting dead still for weeks on end. Time in the market, not timing the market. This tendency for gains to cluster in just a handful of days makes precise market timing brutally hard. A trader would need to enter right as a rally is about to start, because missing the mark by even a week or two often means missing almost the entire move. The conclusion, per Dragosh, follows naturally: time in the market beats timing the market, since catching those handful of explosive days like a clockwork is close to impossible. Put another way, buying and holding Bitcoin for the long haul is far easier and often far more rewarding than trading around it or running a fund whose performance is judged year by year. Holding for the long term also helps sustain bear markets in which losses are concentrated in a handful of days. The odds of ending up underwater shrink the longer an investor holds the asset, dropping below 1% after a three-year holding period, based on historical data, Dragosh said. Adam Heams, head of asset management at Tesseract Group, which has over $500 million in assets under management, also agreed to this pattern. He pointed to February 2026 as the clearest illustration of why timing this is so hard in practice. Bitcoin fell about 14% on Feb. 5, one of the biggest single-day losses, then jumped roughly 12% the very next day, Feb. 6, one of its best days. Anyone taken out of the position on Thursday had a day to get back in, Heam said. Whether any specific trading rule would have actually caught that turn is a separate question the data can't answer on its own, he added. It does show the exit and the recovery sitting close enough together, treating drawdown avoidance as a free option looks optimistic to me, he told CoinDesk. Heams also called for attention to Bitcoin's steadily declining volatility or the size of single-day moves over time. Bitcoin's best single day back in 2010 was a jaw-dropping 294%. In 2011, still 53%. Over the last 4 years, the best single day each year has landed somewhere between 9% and 12%. He tied part of that to the market maturing, more futures activity, spot ETFs, and companies parking Bitcoin on their balance sheets, a dynamic CoinDesk discussed in 2025. Lower daily volatility also means the actual pain of missing the 5 or 10 best days is not as horrible as it was in the early years. In 2010, missing them cost a trader about 98% of what they otherwise would have ended up with. These days, it's closer to a third, and that number has held roughly steady across 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026. For his firm, that reframes the whole exercise. That makes timing a risk we manage, not an edge we chase, and the work is in building an allocation clients can actually hold through the drawdowns, Heum said. Problem for whales. Paul Howard, senior director at the over-the-counter, OTC, trading desk at Wincent, noted the same pattern on the liquidity side. The market's ability to absorb large orders at stable prices. If Bitcoin's returns really do show up in short, violent bursts, that puts real pressure on how whales and institutions get in and out of the market during those exact moments. The table demonstrates that crypto is 24/7, but the way institutions get that liquidity is not, he said. He pointed to the market move from roughly $63,000 to $80,000 in August as a recent example. Liquidity got thin and fragmented right when it mattered most. The solution, according to him, involves routing trades through an OTC desk that helps big players avoid getting caught in one of those sharp candles, where a poorly executed block or a large, privately negotiated trade can move the price against a trader's bet. He also pointed to transaction cost analysis, essentially auditing trades afterward to see how much money good or bad execution added or lost. As a data-driven organization, and with so much AI crunching data points, having post-trade TCA, transaction cost analysis, is easy to do and demonstrates that in these episodic markets, where you execute really determines your price, Howard noted. 1. 2. A 3, a 4, 5, a 6, 7, a 8, a 9, 10. Anvil is a shared on-chain collateral layer built on a programmable letter of credit. Reserve assets as a guarantee, no loan, no interest, keep custody and AMP. Yield. Anvil is a shared on-chain collateral layer built on a programmable letter of credit. Reserve assets as a guarantee, no loan, no interest, keep custody and AMP. Yield. Why it matters. Anvil is a shared on-chain collateral layer built on a programmable letter of credit. Reserve assets as a guarantee, no loan, no interest, keep custody and AMP. Yield.